As we begin this week in preparation for what the church would deem a Good Shepherd Sunday, we will hear how the Good Shepherd is trying to lead his people beyond the typical understanding of what it means to be someone who cares and provides for his people. And in the gospel reading today, you hear that people were looking for Jesus not because they appreciate the signs that he was doing, the sign that reveals the divinity of who he is as the Son of God, but they only looked for him because they were looking for free food, free nourishment. They were looking for a socialistic or a communistic king and ruler and provider. But Jesus wanted more than that. He just did not want to be someone that people depend on for their comfort, for their nourishment, but someone that lead them toward eternal life, toward greater things, toward the greater nourishment of not only their body, but their soul. Did you not hear in the collect or the opening prayer today, by letting go of our old self, may we be conformed to Christ, whom we're called to be. This is true freedom for us as Christians, not the freedom to do whatever we want, to have a life of comfort, but the freedom to be more Christ-like, to follow the will of God, to love him with all our heart, to give our all, our everything that we have in our being to him, the freedom to live in the truth without being worried, without being held back by the things of this world, our worries, our concern, our desire to be in control, or whatever humanistic desires there are. Jesus wants to feed us, but much more than our body. He wants to feed our soul. And that's why he said, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. And which leads us toward the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. We hear of the beginning account of the first martyr of the church, as well as the first deacon of the church, what it means to follow the Good Shepherd. St. Stephen teaches us to follow the Good Shepherd is to lay down one life for the truth, in service of the truth. This is what all deacons are called to be, diakonia, which means to serve at Christ's service. And that's why all deacons and all priests, before they get ordained as priests, were ordained in persona Christi Servi, in the person of Christ, the servant, the diakonia that's there to serve the truth, to serve at all costs, and to lay down one life for that service. If we lose focus on that, we will institutionalize everything, and we lose our mission, our purpose, our true vocation of what we're called to be, to serve, to follow Christ, and to give our lives in response to that tremendous love that Christ has for us, which nourishes not only our body, but also our soul. As we prepare for Good Shepherd Sunday that is coming up, we ask ourselves, are we following the Good Shepherd at his sheep, at his flock? Or are we still straying away and expect the Good Shepherd to always chase after us and to provide for us? Who are we following? Who are we trying to imitate? Who are we trying to emulate? And who are we trying to serve?